This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The next hour is a special border crisis edition of What's on Your Mind. A fifth grader, maybe even a third grader, is smart enough to figure out we have a crisis at the border. But just proving how stupid the swamp is, this is like, oh, nothing to see here, it's fine. Nothing to worry about here. It is a crisis at our border. It is a crisis that we've seen before under Barack Obama and other presidents. Illegal immigration is what we're talking about. Not immigration, not legal immigration. We're talking about illegal immigration. It's a crisis. Is the crisis the Trump administration solved? And the Biden administration, I have to believe, purposely undid. And so your questions, your comments today, we welcome related to the border. Normally, Senator Cramer is taking any and all questions, any topic, but today we'd like to focus on just the border in the special edition. Monday, I'll be live from the U.S.-Mexico border, south of McClellan, Texas, with Tommy Fisher, North Dakota, born and bred, wall builder, and taking a tour of a three-mile project he did to demonstrate how you can put border wall right on the border, literally in the river at the border when necessary, to protect the United States of America. He is the recipient of billions of dollars of federal contracts building wall, who's been told, stand down. We'll still pay you, but don't do any work, along with all of the other border wall contracts of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers by Joe Biden's administration. That's why this is a crisis. So let me introduce, first of all, Senator Kevin Cramer, and then he can introduce our special guest today on the program, and we'll get to this important topic. Welcome back, Kevin.
Always good. Thank you, Scott. I always look forward to Fridays. This is a special one because I'm actually in Bismarck. I'm not in the swamp, so glad to be here with the fresh air. And I'm really, really pleased to have with me somebody, everybody that listens to this show knows, of course, Stephen Miller. Pretty much everybody in the country probably knows Stephen Miller and knows something about him. But what they may not know about Stephen is that he's widely regarded by people who might even surprise you, some people who just know his heart, that he is a great patriot. And because he's such a great patriot, he has used his intellect to help draft policies as a senior policy advisor for Donald Trump and the director of speech writing for Donald Trump, but he's helped shape policies that reflect that patriotism. And he is probably worked as hard and as smart on immigration policy for the president as any other policy. And by the way, while we focus on the border today, I do hope, I mean, if people have other thoughts or questions, even, you know, maybe a little later in the show that aren't as directly related but want to take advantage of the opportunity during this hour to talk to us about whatever's on their mind, that's great too. But I really wanted to have Stephen on with me today while this crisis is front and center. And Scott, unfortunately, it's not as front and center as it ought to be because, of course, to your point, there's nothing to see here is the mantra of the Biden administration in the middle of a crisis. And unfortunately, too many of their friends and, their enablers in the mainstream media are sort of providing that, but it's getting harder and harder for them to keep the crisis out of the front pages and the TV screens, and thanks to a lot of other competitive forms of media like this show. So, Stephen, thank you so much. I'd let people know that when I was on Air Force One with Stephen flying out to North Dakota with President Trump and other members of the North Dakota Congressional Delegation, we had a robust discussion about border security, and I raised the point that while we're not a southern border state, we are a northern border state, and that piqued Stephen's interest as well as we talked about, the porous walls or porous borders you know, they present opportunities for all kinds of mischief, regardless of where they are. And the thing I'll never forget, Stephen, was when John Kelly, and this is why I kind of wanted to highlight, John Kelly said to me, with Stephen standing right there, there is no person who's ever worn the uniform of the United States military that is more patriotic than Stephen Miller. And so, Stephen, glad to have you on What's on Your Mind, and especially pleased that you could join me for a Talk Radio Town Hall.
Thank you so much. With an introduction like that, I should probably just thank you, hang up the phone, and then leave it there, because I can't possibly rise to the level of expectations that have been set with that extraordinarily gracious introduction. And I want to just take this moment to return it in kind and say that every day I wish I could live in North Dakota so that I could have Kevin Cramer as my senator. The people of your state are so lucky to have a true citizen patriot representing them in the United States Senate. You know, I was in Washington. I was in the swamp. Regrettably, in some respects, it's the day I graduated from college, but it's been an honor to be there. But I've lived and worked in D.C., on Capitol Hill, and then, of course, for President Trump, literally since I graduated from college. And I've never met a public official, let alone a U.S. senator, who is more single-mindedly dedicated to their state's interests above all else than Kevin Cramer. And that's the whole point of the system of government that our founders put together, that a state would be able to elect two senators to go to Washington to provide equal representation to that state under our system of federalism, and to make sure that, in this case, North Dakota's interests are always front and center. And I can just tell you, having worked on Capitol Hill and then in the White House, that Kevin never, ever loses sight of that in everything that he does. And so it's a real privilege to be here with you on the show. I've enjoyed getting to know you and getting to spend time with you over the last 4 years now, especially during our long conversations on Air Force One. And so I hope I can illuminate some of these issues for the audience today.
I want to tell you something you might not know, Stephen, and that is that Senator Cramer's race against Heidi Heitkamp, which many people said couldn't be won, you know, she was a safe Democratic seat. Kevin got the race. It became a race, but Kevin won that race by 11 points, and in no small measure to North Dakotans' concerns about illegal immigration. And the polling proved that out. They were worried about sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, and in general, the border crisis as well. So, you know, here we are way up on the northern plains and have neighbors to the north in Canada, and North Dakotans care about this issue as much as anything. This may be a, you know, for lack of a better term, a no-brainer for the Republican Party, for conservatives, to understand how people in every corner of this country, not just those that are being invaded to the south, by this illegal mob, care about this issue. I mean, this is something every, for that matter, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green, whatever, ought to understand and ought to talk about. Do you agree with
that? I think the most important thing that I would want to say at the beginning to your audience today, having worked on the front lines of this issue now for so many years, is that illegal immigration is a crisis affecting all 50 states. No state is immune. Now, your state obviously is a northern border state, so you have unique threats, including national security threats that emanate from the northern border in addition to the southern border. But with respect to mass illegal immigration across the southern border, they don't just stay in the border states on the south. They move into every single state in the country. And when you have the policies of this current administration, which are getting less attention now, but equally as dangerous, to shut down interior enforcement, what that means is that right now, not a month from now, not a year from now, right now, it is the policy of the United States government that if an illegal immigrant in North Dakota is arrested for the vast majority of crimes in your state, so, you know, robbery, theft, battery, drunk driving, etc., they're arrested. Well, under the Trump administration, ICE would come and pick them up and remove them from the country. Under the Biden administration, that illegal immigrant will be released back into the general population to re-victimize and re-offend against North Dakotans. And so this is a very real public safety crisis that's happening right now, not off in the future. And I think that's a really important point to understand.
All right, Senator Cramer, I'm going to sort of let you two kind of go back and forth on the questions maybe for Steve, and then we'll take some calls as well when we come back. Got a bit, about a minute before the break, so go ahead with the first question.
See, Stephen, maybe before the break, just if you could just describe what has happened in this short time frame, you know, previous Trump administration regulations versus current policies. What happened in such a short time to flip this whole thing?
Yeah, the new administration has effectively opened Pandora's box. And so during the Trump administration, we put in place a series of policies. Now, it took a few years because the ACLU and activist judges tried everything they could to stop us. But we put in place policies to fully effectuate the immigration laws of the United States, laws that have been on the books for decades. Among the most important changes we made was the Remain in Mexico policy, based on a statute passed in the Clinton administration, that allows us to return illegal immigrants requesting asylum to Mexico, as well as safe third agreements that allow us to place people in alternate countries instead of our country if they're making an asylum request. This ended asylum fraud, where migrants who enter illegally are coached to make fake asylum claims to get entry into the country. But those policies ended that, and therefore ended catch and release. The new administration has canceled those policies and restored catch and release. That's the primary reason why you see the tidal flood that is now heading towards our southern border.
Man, alive. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. The cancel culture even extends to the border, folks. You can't even make this up. More with Stephen Miller, senior advisor to President Trump, and Kevin Cramer's Talk Radio.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers, built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at SwansonEquipment.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What's in your mind? 20 past the hour. I'm giving out MyPillow slippers today. Been rather generous to those already, and there's more where they came from. If you haven't bought your MyPillow slippers yet, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Thanks to Alan Anderson from Crookston, So here's my bracket. If I don't win the slippers, I'll buy a pair. That's good thinking. Glad to hear Mike is expanding the products. We'll buy from him rather than other sources. We have two MyPillows and looking at a robe for my wife. Love your program. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate that very much. And send me your bracket, and you're in the drawing for free MyPillow slippers. You can email them, ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. Brought to you also today by our friends at Dak Diesel. CJ and the team have the secret sauce to keep your diesel on the road running great. An anti-gel, super clean, 4-plus additive. In fact, this stuff is selling so incredible, CJ's looking for dealers now. So if you'd like to be a dealer selling any kind of automotive product, the doors will come down when you start selling this incredible turbo cleaner. What's it called, Kevin? The gen thing when the car's doing the, when you're getting the, on the diesel, the.
Oh, I forget, but yeah. It's the gelling or whatever.
Yeah, exactly right. So, CJ's on the phone. Oh, CJ, what's that called again? I'm not the mechanic, you are.
Yeah, he's the man.
he's laughing.
Yeah, that's regen. It's regen. When it cleans the diesel particulate filter. Basically, it just gets all the soot out of the filter so it can collect it all again. Collect it all again as the engine's running again. So,
and here's I've learned more than anything about this is that the money you can save on very, very costly, repairs to a diesel engine is well spent times 100 when you're buying these additives. And CJ's got them. You call them at 701-258-5011. Go to DakDiesel.com, and you're still looking for dealers, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We're still looking for dealers. We got a couple interested guys. I'm visiting with them right now. But, yeah, if you're interested, just definitely give me a call.
701-258-5011. Thanks, CJ. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Scott.
Border crisis edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Fast becoming the big story of the Biden administration. There's so much, so fast being thrown at us. North Dakota has a giant target on it because of the climate action plan, the federal lands issue, the Keystone XL pipeline. But we're drinking from a fire hose. It really feels like they've been planning all these undoing of the Trump administration policies for 5 years, led probably by Barack Obama and who knows who else, of just these really radicalized policies that are pretty amazing. Kevin, back to you, and then whenever you're ready, we have some calls waiting to go as well for Stephen Miller, senior advisor to Donald Trump.
Sure. So I want to tee one up for Stephen, though, because I think the discussion we were having off air about what's motivating people, what's motivating the Biden administration, what motivates Democrat leadership in Congress, and I would submit to you that part of what's motivating Democrats in general is that they were Donald Trump's ideas. They never even considered that maybe they were really good ideas that actually worked. But also remember, when we're talking about asylum, the reason that so many, when given an appropriate process for determining whether they should get asylum, the reason they don't meet the criteria is because they don't meet the criteria. They are coming from places where you have to prove that you fear persecution in your home country, and it has to be persecuted on account of, like, race or religion or nationality, political opinion. There's no, this is not a criteria that is met. Now,
isn't that a difference between a refugee and a migrant?
That is. So, and that's the point. But a lot of these people are coming, and then that's why they come into the country and they use asylum as an excuse. So, Stephen, maybe just talk about that a little bit and talk about what is motivating this.
Yeah, you covered a lot of important points there. So I'm going to walk through and then cut me off as soon as I've gone on too long. But I want to start with the last point first, because terminology matters a great deal. And if you're reading any newspapers in America, you're almost certainly probably getting the wrong terminology, at least the major newspapers, I should say, are using a lot of the wrong terminology. Being an asylum seeker or being a refugee has a specific meaning in law, and Kevin was referring to that. You have to be a victim of government persecution. This system was created after World War II to respond to the ethnic genocide that took place and the religious genocide that took place. And, you know, being Jewish myself, that's something that is very, very important to me. The asylum system is for people who are being persecuted because of their religion, their race, their ethnicity, or their political beliefs. So a good example of that would be if somebody was a Uyghur in China, And so what we have here is an economic migration. It has nothing to do with asylum. You have individuals that are not in any way being persecuted in El Salvador, Honduras, or Guatemala, the three surge countries, on account of any legally protected trait, like religion or ethnicity or race or political belief. But what's happened over the years is that far-left legal groups who provide free representation to illegal immigrants, as well as the smugglers, coyotes, and traffickers south of the border, have developed a system, or perhaps better put, a scam, whereby they say the words that trigger an asylum process in our laws to gain illicit entry into the country. It's designed to overload and crash the system. That's what was happening under Barack Obama. That's what we inherited. One of Donald Trump's greatest achievements was solving that problem by saying to anybody who lodges a frivolous asylum claim, great, then you can make that claim from Mexico, but you're not going to be released into the United States. And once people realized they weren't going to get free entry into the country, they stopped coming. Then later on, we added additional agreements with Central America to process asylum claims there, so likewise, you couldn't get into the country illegally. And if you did, you were sent home. That was the system we put in place. Now, to the second question, why did they get rid of it all? So one of the reasons is, correctly as Kevin said, is there was this reflexive, juvenile attitude of, well, if Trump did it, then we're going to do the exact opposite. So if Trump said there's gravity, we're going to say there's no gravity. The problem with the border is that when you defy the laws of human nature, in addition to the laws of the country, there are real-world consequences, and there are immediate consequences. You know, when Democrats deny science and Democrats deny truth and fact, the consequences can be sometimes delayed. They can happen, you know, months or years later. But when you deny the laws of human nature on the border, the consequences are instant. So when you put in place a policy that says, if you lodge a frivolous asylum claim of any kind at all, you are guaranteed release into the country, then masses of people will come illegally, not just from Central America, but from all of planet Earth. You know, if you see illegal immigration statistics, as I was able to for many years, you'll see that you have illegal immigrants coming from every corner of the planet. It is a global phenomenon. Anyone who can afford a plane ticket to the Western Hemisphere can then get here, pay a smuggler, and make the rest of the way up to our southern border. But in addition to that reflexive, we're going to just undo whatever Trump did, even if it worked, even if successful, consequences be damned. In addition to that, there's a deep vein of radicalism in the Democratic Party on immigration that, in my view, has made the party unsuitable to govern. Unless and until that changes, unless and until they recognize that borders exist and there has to be a consequence for violating those borders, the Democratic Party can't possibly govern the country. You can't have a party that's in charge of America that has the attitude that borders don't exist.
I've got to believe there's a lot of Democrats in the heartland of America, the Northern Plains, where our audience is, that are embarrassed by this. I sure hope so. I sure hope so. And it's time to speak up. More with Kevin Kremer's Talk Radio. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about a splash pool.
Splash Super Pool is made in the United States. It's above ground. It's portable and used commercially all over the world. It's been very, very popular, especially in our climate with our customers. Last year, they were hard to get. They're going to be hard to get this year, but we have them in stock. And it's not too early to come in and get yours for this upcoming summer.
Find them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, online or in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Does the air in your home feel stuffy? Does it have that musty smell? Have you ever noticed moisture near the corners of your floor or water seeping into your egress windows? At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we know firsthand the stress that the spring thaw can have on your home.
Don't wait. Contact your complete foundation experts, Precision Concrete Cutters, at 701-280-7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top diplomats for the United States and China had a public blow-up in front of reporters Thursday as the two global powers met in Anchorage, Alaska to discuss policy and attempt to restore ties. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and his Chinese counterpart Yang Jiechi go at it.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
UCLA men's basketball showed plenty of moxie over Michigan State in a first four game in the NCAA tournament. The Spartans blew an 11-point lead as UCLA wins in overtime 86-80. The victory was at Mackey Arena on Thursday night. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Okay, warning, this is the point in the show in which I make you hungry. Because the Petroserve USA is serving up some incredible Lent specials today. Fish tender back basket, you've got cod, breaded cod, you've got pollock sandwiches, fish and chips. I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, if you're Catholic like I am, and you want to feel like you're cheating today with really not being cheating, you could actually have pulled pork with gravy today in the Valley City location, or Swedish meatballs in Glendon, because today, this Friday, is actually the solemnity of St. Joseph, Mary's husband, Jesus' earthly father. How about that? And that means you get a little dispensation today from the Lenten sacrifice of no meat on Fridays. Thank Monsignor Schumacher for reminding me of that. One of the fine padres of the Bismarck Diocese. Thank you. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Back with our special edition Talk Radio Town Hall today. We'll take your calls and comments via text in this half hour, 800-228-0550, or text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Senator Kevin Cramer back with more with Stephen Miller, senior advisor to President Donald Trump, and someone that obviously is demonstrating that he has a whole lot of heart here. If I read Vanity Fair right, they don't think he has a heart. But you can't even believe the things that are said about this man that just are so vile. I read that Vanity Fair article. I said, if you ever need a better example of the state of journalism today in America, read this and tell me this is journalism. It's just absolute garbage, but I guess it means he's right over the target, right?
That's exactly what it means, Scott. And it also tells you that, yeah, he struck the nerve. But I have to first say, we are talking about asylum, you know, and refugees versus migrants. And I want to get into the humanity of it, because the claim is when you use those terms that if you go against, you know, the Biden administration's policies, that you're somehow inhumane. Although I have to say, on behalf of Protestants everywhere, it's great to know that there's a Monsignor like Schumacher who keeps track of the loopholes for us. So that's a very humane Monsignor. But anyway,
that's even. I'm always looking for loopholes. I'm always looking for loopholes in land. Sorry, go ahead for Steve.
So, Stephen, so to tell us, I mean, is this humane what we're talking about? Who's on the right side of this humane argument?
That's exactly the right question to be asking. And you're right. The far open borders left has waged very vicious personal attacks against me, and I don't care about it personally because I'm just trying to do my part for the country. What I care about are the millions upon millions of patriotic, law-abiding Americans who, by extension, are vilified for for wanting a safe, secure, and lawful border. The question of who is on the right side of morality here actually is the most important question. And my advice to Republicans everywhere would be not to shy away from this debate, but embrace it. Joe Biden's policies are pushing young people into the hands of human smugglers, traffickers, coyotes, and criminal cartels who are viciously abusing them, including sexual assault and many other forms of physical abuse prior to their arrival in the United States. Those organizations profit financially off of that human misery. This is a business for them. And in specific, in Mexico, the criminal cartels control illegal immigration. You can't illegally immigrate to the United States without paying a ransom, in effect, to these cartels. They control smuggling operations that run through Mexico. So when you incentivize and reward illegal immigration, you are financing the very criminal organizations that spread misery and suffering throughout the Western Hemisphere. Just think about for a second the situation in Mexico as an example. Mexico's had large-scale illegal immigration into the United States for years. Has it made Mexico safer? Has it made Mexico's cartels weaker? Has it made the rule of law stronger? All that's happened as a result of that is the cartels have become richer and more powerful. And the same is true in Central America. So if you think about it this way. If the criminal cartels had a vote on immigration policies, would they vote for Biden's policies or Trump's policies? If they had a vote, every criminal cartel in the Western Hemisphere would vote for Biden's policies. So a simple thing to say to any of your friends or neighbors or colleagues when you're discussing this issue is that I will not support any immigration policy that benefits criminal organizations that prey on innocent men, women, and children. That's a pretty basic starting point. And then the last point I'll make about this is that the human capital in these countries that's being vacuumed out by these cartels, the young people that are being pulled out of El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras and other countries, are necessary for those countries to succeed in the future, too. They need their own young people. So you're creating this vicious cycle of poverty and violence by allowing mass illegal immigration to continue. And then, of course, here in America, what does it mean? It means more drugs get into the country. It means that wages are pushed down. It means that legal immigrants and U.S. citizens currently living here are disadvantaged in the job market. And, of course, it puts an enormous strain on our healthcare system, our public schools, and our tax dollars overall. So everybody loses in this, except criminal organizations and very, very large businesses that seek lower cost labor. But that's pretty much it.
All right, let me take some calls here and also some texts. How about that, Kev? You ready?
Go for it. You bet.
All right, Senator Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall, special related to the crisis at the border today on the program. And your questions or comments welcome for these two individuals that are right in the middle of this fight now nationally. Gary in Hatton, North Dakota, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, and good morning to the Senator and Stephen. I have a little different wrinkle. There's probably at least 100 people I know of, Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, eastern North Dakota, that own property just north of Odette in the Lake of the Woods area. We pay taxes. In fact, the tax statement stated if we didn't pay it within, I think, about 3 weeks, it would be turned over for collection. Yet it's a year and a half since I've been able to utilize the property, and we've had our shots. And I'd like to know a good reason why, if we can't flash our vaccination card at the border along with our passport, that we shouldn't be able to utilize our property up there.
Well, I think the question, you know, you make an important point, Gary, but I think the question is, you know, probably more aimed at Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, who's, I gather, is the reason you're not able to use your property because of his restrictive policies on pandemic issues. And of course, Canada has very, very strict policies of not being able to come in from the north on the Lake of the Woods. But I don't know that how it applies necessarily to this, other than and those borders can be crossed rather easily up north as well. Just fortunately, at this point, we don't have a crisis there that we know of.
Ruger in Golden Valley for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Ruger. And Stephen Miller.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Ruger.
This is for
good morning.
For Senator Cramer and your guest. So when Trump was president, and even now these leftist states controlled by leftists, they just disregarded any laws of border crossings or illegals being, that legal sanctuary states. Why doesn't the governor of Texas and Arizona and I think New Mexico and California, they're not going to do it. But since Tommy Fisher got his money, which is fine with me, go talk to Tommy Fisher and say, hey, Governor of Texas said keep building this wall. Just do it on your state.
All right, let's take that up from there. I have a similar comment from a texter that says, why not Texas assert states' rights? Texas has treaty, verify it, 1953. Why doesn't an independent republic do what it can do? Steve, what do you think of that?
Yes, that's a great question. Texas is one of the states that is leading the most right now on the litigation front, for which you give them great credit. And I've got a lot of good friends in the Texas AG's office in terms of suing the Biden administration over their illegal policies on immigration. With respect to the border wall issue, it's very complicated because you got state-owned land, federally government-owned land, and then you have privately owned land. And so if the federal government isn't going to police or protect the land that is privately owned or the land that is owned by the federal government, then it makes it very difficult to have any kind of meaningful dent in illegal immigration. And it's very difficult for a state to compel the federal government to fulfill its constitutional duties. But that's what's going to be tested right now in court. And I think that every state, not just border states, I think every state with a conservative attorney general should be seeking to defend its rights in court, because no government, no president has the right to suspend the immigration laws of the United States. If so, then we don't have a democracy. What's the point of having elected all these congresses and presidents in years past to enact all these statutes if one president can come along and declare them null and void?
Another texter says, ask why the refugees in North Dakota are called new Americans, and when this was made law, our Burleigh County Commissioner Becky Matthews works for this program and talks of new Americans often.
Yeah, the term new Americans, it's funny. We were talking earlier about language, but it's one that's increasingly propped up in recent years. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to change the language of immigration to make it impossible for normal people to communicate about the issue. Right, so the technical term that Bill Clinton used was illegal alien. And that's a very technical term in U.S. statute, in U.S. code, that has a very precise meaning. Right, then that became illegal immigrant, then it became undocumented immigrant, then it just became immigrant, they dropped undocumented, and now it's just new American. I think it's very important for citizens to not let their language be taken away from them. Language is how you communicate. It's how you express thought. It's how you debate issues. And so we all have a responsibility here to push back and not allow words to be changed to erase the meaning of core concepts and issues.
All right, here's another one. Go ahead and hold that. Okay, hold that. One sec, Kev. Sorry, go ahead, Kevin.
I was just going to say, to Stephen's point there, North Dakotans might recall North Dakota native son Dick Armey, when he was majority leader, wrote his book Armey's Axioms, because he had a number of them, and one of his axioms is the politics of greed wrapped in the language of love. Language matters.
Absolutely. Yes. Here's an off-air call we had earlier. Go ahead and roll that, Kevin.
Ask Kevin Cramer why we can't basically subpoena the conversations with the other world leaders that Kamala Harris or he's talked to him.
All right. I don't know if that's necessarily related to the border, but I've heard that from others to say, this was obviously a tool of the swamp against Donald Trump. What is Joe Biden saying in these conversations? Why not the Congress subpoena them just like they did as part of the impeachment proceedings? We'll give you a chance to answer that after we come back, and then wrap up our special edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall today with Senator Kevin Cramer and Stephen Miller, Senior Advisor to President Donald Trump. More after this.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
All day, every day at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh-baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays. Any size phone pop, 79 cents Thursday, or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays. At a PetroServe USA near you, plus three Red Bull 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you. Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're going to get a lowdown on the forthcoming Hummer EV SUV for $5,500 off at a 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab or much more. Check it out at SchwannBuickGMC.com. What's on your mind? Also brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. He has slippers now. This guy is trying to save the union and election integrity. He's fighting the fake news and hiring Alan Dershowitz to take on, you know, a fight for free speech and running a world-class company in MyPillow and inventing new products. You can't even make it up. The guy's an unbelievable patriot. So what we say is when he's being canceled by the big box retailers, we love him all the more. 800-506-9028. Buy a pair of slippers for everybody you know. Everybody in the family. Buy them now and then have them for Christmas. Buy them now and have them for, you know, birthdays. Okay? MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. A different topic, Stephen, but we have somebody that has to ask you about the election and about what you think actually happened and whether or not you've seen absolute proof, the two-hour documentary that Mike has put together with subject matter experts, you know, getting into chapter and verse of what happened in Antrim County, Michigan, for instance, and General Thomas McInerney talking about scorecard and hammer programs designed years ago after 9/11 to fight foreign actors and spy on machines and affect outcomes of elections. These are subject matter experts speaking about what they saw firsthand in the election. Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't. But I find the simplest way to put this, and I think that Kevin will agree with me, because it's a way that regardless of what party and what viewpoint you have, you can really just grasp and understand, is that if the election rules were the same in 2020 as they were in 2016, and especially in the swing states, then President Trump would have won by even more electoral votes than he won in 2016. The Democrats illegally, because they didn't work through state legislatures, they did it at the county official level or the Secretary of State level, and then, of course, also in Georgia as well, where there is a Republican administration, they changed the election rules, whether it's to weaken signature requirements, to get rid of registration requirements, to weaken identity checks, et cetera, to mail out ballots without knowing who they're going to, so on and so forth,
in order to facilitate
a different election outcome. And it's imperative that GOP-led legislatures enact tough election integrity measures so this can never happen again.
Senator Cramer, that's what you've called legal theft. Same thing.
It is, except that so there is this constitutional point about legislatures passing laws, not election officials, which is why Senators Hagerty and Rubio and I have introduced legislation that prohibits federal funds from going to states who violate their own election laws. But that's another show. Yeah.
Another texter says, oh, by the way, we didn't get your take quickly, if you wouldn't mind, on the caller before the break who basically said, why isn't Kevin, you and your colleagues subpoenaing the conversations that Joe Biden is having since that was good enough for the swamp to do to Donald Trump?
Well, one reason might be we run the risk of being bored to death if we listen to them. But beyond that, I think there needs to be a reason, obviously, to subpoena. And I just remind people that when the transcript of the Ukrainian president's conversation came out, and even more recently, a conversation with Georgia election officials, it was to the benefit of Donald Trump. It's what acquitted him, really. I don't know that they had to even be subpoenaed. They were just released because, you know, it was available, but it becomes a time when it's important to find out what somebody said to somebody. If it's a transcript or something's available, I'm sure it would be subpoenaed. Right now, there's nothing interesting enough to subpoena.
You know, Stephen, I'm curious what you think about that. I mean, the treatment that you and the president endured, and so many members of the Trump administration. Hogan Gidley's a buddy of mine. I knew him from the Santorum campaign.
Same.
I talked to him, when we were at the White House to interview the president one time when the NDSU Bison were there being celebrated, and just kind of asked, hey, what most surprises you? I think Chris Berg, actually, from Point of View, said, what most surprises you? And we're just shooting the bull. And he said, well, when we got here, when I got here with Sarah, there was probably 80% of this place that was against us. As in the White House, as in that complex, as in the executive office of the president. And he says it's a little better now, but it's 50%. And I thought, my gosh, do people understand that the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, duly elected by the people, fought his own government day in and day out? How do you operate in an environment like that, Stephen?
Yes, you actually raised one of the most important questions of all, which would be a great hour-long feature unto itself, which is about the deep state and the idea that you have, and the term sounds conspiratorial, but the concept's actually very straightforward. You have a permanent civil service that cannot be fired, that is mostly left-leaning. So you elect a president, and he puts in a small handful of political appointees, but those appointees, in turn, oversee a permanent career staff that are largely largely very liberal, largely very left-leaning, that have lifetime appointments. Imagine if you elected Senator Cramer, but he was forced to retain Heidi Heitkamp's staff for the rest of his time in the Senate. How would that work out?
Yeah, no kidding.
He's fine because he's Kevin Cramer, but you get my point.
Yeah, no, we sure do. Kevin, we're out of time, unfortunately. This has been one of the best hours ever of Talk Radio Town Hall.
It sure has.
And it says a lot because we've had a lot of them back to your time as a House member, and I wish more U.S. senators would do this, and I wish they'd have somebody with the heart and the patriotism of Stephen Miller join him because, boy, oh, boy, what a treasured asset he is for our cause and everything we believe in.
Thank you so much, Stephen. And I'm honored to join you.
Yeah, Kev, go ahead. Last word is yours.
Just thank you very much, Stephen, for sharing your intellect and experience with us. It's incredible.
God loves you, and so do I, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. See you Monday from the border. Bye-bye.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.